Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Dr. Reggie Johnson.
And we are definitely your host this morning. We're in the house this morning talking about the law of attraction and healing, health and wellness, our physical well-being. Oh, my goodness. I am really enjoying this lesson, Dr. Reggie.
I am, too. But you know what? It helps you on even the microscopic level.
Yeah.
It's just everything in order.
Yes.
To know that's all divine.
Everything is just amazing. Our thoughts are so powerful, and our healing is in our thoughts. Oh, my goodness. It's just amazing to come into this understanding. You know, most of the time when people teach the law of attraction, they really focus on the material things, getting the things that you want in life, the material things, the house, the car, you know.
Those are great, but if you get those things and you're in ill health, the first thing you want is healing.
Yes.
If you have a cancer or the doctor tells you some alarming news, you want it to be gone.
Exactly.
Those other things don't matter. They melt in comparison to your health.
Yes.
And well-being exactly. And long life.
So this has been a great lesson, you know. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue the discussion this morning. If you would like to call in, our telephone number is 914-338-0590, and you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. We don't have many lines available this morning, so if you're going to call in, you better do it in a hurry because they'll be gone very quickly. Otherwise, you can listen to us online, of course, at Blog Talk Radio's Circles of Prosperity, and, of course, you can download our archive. Listen, these few lessons that we're doing on the law of attraction and your physical well-being, I think are probably the most important that I've done in the 3 years that I've been teaching. And so I am really asking, I need your help, and encouraging you, if you know of someone who is having a physical challenge, to please share this lesson with them. Just download the archive or email them a link to this archive on this particular series. As a matter of fact, I am looking at pulling this series out and making it available to you, online so that you can quickly get to it and access it and share it with your loved ones and your friends that are having physical challenges. I am so grateful to be teaching this, Dr. Reggie, because I know what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I know
it's improving all the time. I'm amazed.
Yes. We see little miracles all the time.
And I'm so glad I'm open and receptive in heart and mind to receive this healing because I know it's going to be inevitable.
Right. And, you know, so anyway, let's do our opening prayer and then we'll talk about it. It's just such a great lesson. I just want to move right into it. But I need to acknowledge, and I want you guys to acknowledge, that divine essence that we call Source and God.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these lessons, these truth principles that we rely on and know that they are absolutely correct and real. Outside of any religion, outside of any faith, it's all about our personal relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, nothing else matters. The success that we're striving for, to reach the top, we strive and strive and strive to reach the top, and then we realize there is no top. And we thank you for the depth of the ocean, the height of the cosmos, the breadth and width of the seas and the mountains and the energy. These things are important to us. We live on this planet. We absorb the energy, and our health is all important to us. And these things that are added to us are grateful blessings. It's like icing on the cake. We thank you for wisdom, and above all, common sense and logic to walk and move and have our being with the laws of the universe and the laws of the heart. Let us always walk in love. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Oh, so it is. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Oh, for blessing us this morning with such beautiful words. Okay, so now where do I want to start? Oh, this is just so powerful. I'm like, where do I start? I want you guys to know that I'm taking this lesson from the Abraham teachings. The book is entitled Money and the Law of Attraction, Learning to Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness from Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
I love their material. I love the teachings of Abraham. And so really and truthfully, I will say this. This section, it's all about the quality of your thoughts and how it impacts your health. So you're not really hearing anything new in the principle. The principle of the law of attraction is really about thoughts and feelings. That part is not going to change. The reason we're spending so much time in this is because your thoughts and your feelings are creating your experience. So whatever you're experiencing moment to moment is the result of your thoughts and your feelings. That's the end of the story right there. That's the simplicity of the principle of the law of attraction, okay? So don't say, oh, I heard that before. What are you doing differently? You've heard it before so many times. What are you practicing? Dr. Reggie said, if you are not living it, you don't know it.
Amen.
So, yes, you may have heard it a million times. Listen, I've been teaching it for 3 years. I've heard it for 3 years consistently every day, 5 days a week. And at some point I said, God, I'm repeating myself. But guess what? Repetition creates impact. In other words, the more you hear it, the more it is sown into every cell of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're moving back to the body, right? So that you know that you know that you know. And you're living moment by moment, not day by day, okay, not week by week, month by month. You're living moment to moment in the reality of deliberately creating powerful experiences for you simply by changing the way you think and paying attention to how you feel. So let's move forward here. Of course, we're in the section now where Jerry likes to ask Abraham questions. I just love it. Jerry is so, he asks very good questions. So I'm going to find one that I thought was kind of interesting. And we touched upon some of this yesterday. Jerry asks, I became aware early in life that my body heals quickly. So if I cut or scratch my body, I could almost watch it heal right before my eyes. Within 5 minutes, I could see that healing had begun, and then in a very short time, the wound would be completely healed. Not so much a question, but Abraham said, well, your body is made up of intelligent cells that are always bringing themselves into balance, and the better you feel, the less you are vibrationally interfering with the cellular rebalancing. So if you are focused upon things that are bothering you, then the cells of your body are hindered in their natural balancing process. And once an illness has been diagnosed and you then turn your attention to the illness, the hindering is greater still. And yesterday we talked about when we become ill, all of our focus and our attention is on the illness, is on what is wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we know about the law of attraction? It's drawn to that which it is like. So therefore, if your focus is on the illness, constantly. And when we move into that consciousness of illness, there, the experience is running to the doctor, getting tests, taking medicine. We're doing activities that also can promote the illness. We're going to get more of the illness. Now, let's take something not as serious as cancer, but let's just take a cold. Why do you think we recover from colds? Dr. Reggie, do you have an idea? Why do you think we recover? So, we, you know, we pretty much have established
a psyche in the entire consciousness that the colds are not going to last. It doesn't last forever.
Right.
And so you're programming yourself to say it's going to end soon. And it does.
Yes.
And you get over it, you go through all the repercussions, you get over it. And that's just a thing that's global that you think about.
Exactly. It's a belief.
It is.
You know, so that was, it's the thought. Listen, mm-hmm. Look at the thought. When you catch a cold, you never take it too seriously.
No.
Okay? And you...
And you never see people die from a cold. A common cold.
No, but they do die from flu.
Yeah.
But there's certain beliefs that we have about a cold, and it follows through. Now, what is a belief?
A belief is a statement that you tell yourself over and over again that you recognize as truth, your truth.
A belief, that's right. And it's just, and if we narrow it down to the Abraham material, it's a thought.
It is.
So when you... Your belief is that this cold will not last, and therefore it doesn't, and you put some attention to it. You know, a lot of times they say, well, if I have this cold, I must need to rest. So you put some attention to it. Oh, I'm going to get some rest and some focus, and it hangs around. The longer you kind of focus on this cold, the longer it stays around.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see that principle. This is what Abraham is saying, that once an illness has been diagnosed and you turn your attention to that illness, that you are hindering mm-hmm. the ability to heal. You slow it down. There's resistance to the healing.
Mm-hmm.
So since the cells of your body know what to do to come into balance, if you can find a way of focusing your attention upon good feeling thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you will stop your negative interference. And your recovery will come. And every dis-ease, and this is dis-ease, is caused by vibrational discord and resistance without exception. And since most people were unaware of their discordant thoughts prior to the illness, usually making little effort to practice good feeling thoughts, once the illness occurs, it is very difficult for them to find pure positive thoughts. This is why I want you to practice this now, because practice moving into good positive thoughts. You know, guys, I returned to work in the last couple of weeks on a job, and the work is the work. You know, it's tedious. You're dealing with clients, and sometimes they're very frustrated. But the nature of the work, I know it's tedious and just thwarted with all kinds of thorns. But what makes this place so special to me is the people, because they are joyous and happy and supportive and loving despite the stressful environment that we have. And I've been in environments where there's a lot of stress with the work, but people are backbiting as well.
Oh yeah.
And it's not a very good place.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, well, I attracted a great environment where positive thoughts reign, and I'm very grateful for that. But that came from practicing these principles over mm-hmm. and over again. So you want to do these principles before you move into a disaster or, you know, an illness, a challenge with
mm-hmm.
an illness. One of the reasons I know you're doing so well, Dr. Reggie, is because you have lived this for so long, and your recovery is so remarkable that you know, your nurse said you're her healthiest patient. Your heart doctor says, are you still on dialysis? All of these doctors go, we can't believe you're on dialysis. They all say it to her. You don't look like you're on dialysis. You don't look like are you still on dialysis? So I know that.
Your arteries operate perfectly, lungs and heart and
everything.
Everything.
But that is because long before this, you came, moved into this experience,
mm-hmm.
you were living the life of
yes.
having positive
yes.
thoughts and good feelings. As a matter of fact, you had really had a hard time getting me to move into that space. So it's important for us to practice this now so that we're ready, we're
right.
prepared, we're armed. And when something comes up, you know, we're prepared. We can handle it. I love that. Let's go on. Let's see what else he has to say here. Usually when at this point someone asks, but what about the sick child who has just been born? And I love this answer. Do not assume because a child is not yet speaking that that child is not thinking and offering a vibration.
That's right.
Oh, when you tell the story about the girl who had a son who was born deaf.
The girl we met, she was working over at the airport. Her name is Yolanda, and had a son. And when she was pregnant, she and her boyfriend, before she got divorced or whatever from her husband, they would argue all the time. Argue. And they said, this can't be good for the baby. And when the baby was born, the baby was born deaf. And when he was about 11 years old, he told her, you know why I can't hear, Mommy? Because she understood how to do the speaking with people who are hearing and impaired, sign language. And he said, because before I got born, you guys used to argue all the time. I would close my ears because I did not want to hear it.
Isn't that
so? That blows my mind, because even at that age, he didn't want to hear it, and so he was not allowed to hear it.
In the womb.
Born deaf, not hearing it.
He chose not to hear the arguing, and he was born deaf.
It blew her mind. It blew mine too. They sit there sitting there stunned, like, wow.
Wow. That's
a law of attraction in action. It really is.
It really is. So there are tremendous influences to wellness and sickness that occur even when the child is still in the womb.
Amen.
Or is newly born.
That's right.
Wow. That just blows me away. So by attention to wellness, I'll maintain wellness. That's the question. Jerry says, because I've seen my body heal, and because that healing has been visible to me, I expect that. But how can we get to the point that we know that all parts of the body will heal? So people seem to be most frightened of the parts that they can't see, those hidden inside of the body, so to speak. And Abraham says, it is a wonderful thing to see the results of your thoughts out in the open in an obvious fashion. And just as your wound or your sickness is evidence of misalignment, well, your healing or your wellness is evidence of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And your tendency toward wellness is much stronger than your tendency for illness. And that is the reason that even with some negative thinking, most of you do remain mostly well. So you have come to expect your wounds to heal, which helps tremendously in the healing process. But when the evidence of your illness is something that you cannot see, where you must rely on the investigation of your doctor, who uses his medical test or equipment to probe for information, then you often feel powerless and fearful, which not only shows the healing, it not only slows the healing process, but it also is a strong reason for the condition or illness. So many people have come to feel vulnerable about the unseen parts of their bodies, and that feeling of vulnerability is a very strong catalyst in the perpetuation of illness. Look how he's tying it right back to what you are thinking and what you are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that which we talk about over and over and over again, what are you thinking, what are you feeling? Most people go to the doctor when they are sick, and they're asking for information about what is wrong. And here's this. And when you look for something wrong, you're usually going to find it.
Because it's in the forefront of your mind, and you're concretizing something in the forefront of your mind. It's going to show up.
Why? Because the law of attraction insists on it.
True.
What you focus on?
Expands.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So a continual searching for things wrong with your body will, in time, produce evidence of something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it was lurking there all along and you finally probed long enough to find it, but because of repeated thought, it eventually creates its equivalent.
Wow.
Hello?
Wow. Wow. Even on the microcellular level, we're still creating. Mind is everything.
It is.
It is everything.
It is. You need to take a breath and just stop and recognize the power of your thought.
I'm right now. That's right.
You're so funny. You're really funny this morning.
Crazy, it's true.
So Abraham goes on to say, there are many who would protest our perspective, claiming that we are irresponsible when we do not encourage regular checkups on the quest for things that have gone wrong or are getting ready to go wrong or could potentially go wrong with your physical body. And if we did not understand the power of your thoughts, we might even say that if it makes you feel more secure to go to the doctor, then by all means go. But in fact, sometimes when you go looking for trouble and do not find it, you do feel better. But more often than not, the repeated looking for something wrong over time creates it.
Mm-hmm.
It is really that simple. We are not saying that medicine is bad or that there is no value to be received by a visit to your doctor. Medicine, doctors, and all healing professions in general are neither good nor bad at their own face value. But instead, they are as valuable as your vibrational stance can allow them to be. So our encouragement is that you pay attention to your emotional balance and that you work deliberately to find the best feeling thoughts that you can find, and that you practice them until they are habitual. And in doing so, you will tend to your vibrational alignment first and then follow through with whatever action you feel inspired to.
That's very true. I remember when you took me to the hospital, I was taking these medications way back in Los Angeles some years ago, and my body reacted very adversely to the medications. It was Actos. And I had swollen up from it. My body swelled up a lot, like a blowfish. And it alarmed you. We went to an acupuncturist. And as I lay on the table, I knew this would go away. And in an hour, it did. It just totally, like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Even the doctors were shocked, because this is ancient practice, thousands of years old in medicine. The first people, you know, it's amazing to me. 3 billion of them, they know what they're doing. So.
Yeah.
That practice has been along for a long time. By default, I have thoughts of healing and wellness instantly, and they happen.
Right, and that's what I was going to point out. Even with that, with you going for acupuncture, your belief was extremely powerful.
Yes.
That was the solution.
It is, and it's non-intrusive.
And then, of course, it manifested.
Yes, it did.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, a trip to your doctor or action toward anything when accompanied by joy or love or good feeling emotion is always valuable, while action that is motivated by your fear or vulnerability or any bad feeling emotion is never valuable. So your physical well-being, like everything else, is profoundly affected by the beliefs that you hold. And usually when you are younger, your expectation of wellness is stronger. But as you get older, most of you degenerate on a sort of sliding scale that reflects what you are seeing in others around you.
Mm-hmm.
And your observation is not inaccurate. Other people, older people, often do experience more illness and less vitality. But the reason for the decline of people as they get older is not because their physical bodies are programmed to break down over time, but because the longer they live, the more they find to fuss and worry about, causing resistance to their natural stream of well-being. And illness is about resistance. It is not about age.
That's right.
Illness is about resistance. And, you know, every time I hear that word resistance, it takes me back to our definition of love. And the reason I cherish this definition so much is because the Holy Spirit revealed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that love means no resistance.
That's true.
No resistance. When you can embrace everything that you don't fear, you don't doubt, you don't judge, that is love. There's no resistance. And look at how Abraham is defining this, what causes illness. It's the resistance.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's the cry for love.
It's true.
It is the cry for love. It's not being in that alignment. Wow. I think that's a great place to end this lesson this morning.
I do too, and it's a beautiful place. You got that revelation when you studied The Way of the Wizard. I really enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah. That was a great book. We have to do that one again real soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope this has been a blessing for you this morning. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow is Oracle Friday, and we're going to have a surprise guest for you tomorrow. So tell your friends to get ready to call in with their questions. Tomorrow is going to be extremely powerful. We're going to have a lot of fun and for Oracle Friday. Dr. Reggie, will you take us into our closing prayer?
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful message about healing, longevity, health, and wellness from the act of thinking and the act of divine knowing who we really are. Let us plug into the source. You are the source of everything. If we find one person on earth who truly, deeply loves us, we are truly a success. I thank you for the power of love.
Amen.
That we can always reach out because love heals.
Yeah.
And it uplifts. And it nurtures us. And I thank you so much for the lesson that comes from only a place of love and healing. Power. My Holy Spirit. And it was like everything was blessed. And the help. And so we.